Morning, Blind Pool Tech. This is Christian Waywell speaking on a don't know what day. Actually, I think I ought to find out what day it is today. Today we're going to take you on a tour of my space. Just in my room at the moment. I'm going to start downstairs in the bottom corner in front of the front door, and then we're going to take you all the way around. We're on the 21st of April 2006 and it's 7 minutes past 10 in the morning. So let's come downstairs. Come on, puppies. Come on, you two.
Come on, Toby. Puppy, come on in.
Talking to my little dogs. I'll talk more about them as we go. Okay.
You, Floppy. Call me, yeah. I'm going to pick it.
I picked her up. I've got a puppy in my arms now. She's a little black and white miniature size sort of collie dog arrangement. Okay. Now going downstairs. Come on, Pop. Puppy. Good girl. Standing at the front door, we have... In front of me is the staircase going up the stairs, which I've just come down. It's a two-stage staircase. It sort of goes up and then there's a landing and then you turn left and you go up again. In front of me directly is a glass. I'm in the hall now, and there's a glass display cabinet with sort of a glass panel. Oh no. As I'm stood at the mat for the front door, to the right on 90 degree angle is the kitchen dining room area. To the left and ahead is the back room, and 90 degrees to the left is the living room. So I'm going to turn into a 90 degrees left and go in the living room. Toby, come on, out. Okay. I'm now in the living room. It's a relatively big room. It's a square room, actually. Ooh, what are these? Oh, Sega Game Gear cartridges. I wondered what they were. There's two of them. I'll claim those, I think. I've got the Game Gears. We have a wooden floor. The room is big and echoey. There's, in front of me, and behind me is the patio window. It goes out on, well, it's a patio door, but it goes out onto a, like a fenced off area. To the right of me and just in front is a wooden cabinet, which is sort of got a display cabinet as a lamp on it, sort of a decorative lamp. In front and to the left is one of the leather settee. To the right of that and just a bit sort of forward is a leather chair. In front of the settee, which I'm now going to sit on, is a coffee table, which is, ow, oh no, that wasn't supposed to do that. Oh dear, now I can't open that, yes I can. I was going to say, now I can't open that laptop lid because the front button's just fallen off. Wait a minute, it's my sister's laptop and I've just broken it. Wasn't supposed to do that. Right, here we go. I have on the table, we have a laptop set up here. It's my sister's. And I've just turned it on. I've got no idea what's in it. There's just a CD in there spinning merrily. I'm sitting in the living room now. I've got to the left of me is a radiator, an assorted amount of there's dog toys. The dogs like furry toys, and there's all sorts of things in there. There's a like a dinner tray, which is on a bean bag. There's a radiator for the room, which is kind of there. We have a small cabinet to the just in front and to the left of me, and we have the gas fire on the wall. At the back corner of the room where I'm sitting, we have the television. I'll walk over to that in a moment. I'm just starting this up. I just want to see if it's working as it should, because Charlene said it was a bit slow the other day. Yeah, it is a bit slow, actually. I don't think this computer should be that slow. Oh, well. Shoot happens, I think. Hopefully that should log me on. And it's taking such a long time that it's not going to work. God, that was slow. I mean, this computer is... Oh, it needs a defrag. I think I'm going to try that, actually. Try defragging, see if I can make it work any better. Oh, it's done an AVG update. Let's see. I'm not doing Jaws here, so I'm having a bit of a problem navigating. Don't actually have Jaws on this machine. Anyway, as I said, there's... Oh, God almighty, what is up with this computer? It's gone dead slow. Oh, no. Wait a second. No, it's gone really slow. I think I've got it. Yeah, I've got it. Ah, it's slow as hell. This computer's just full of shit and it needs cleaning. Yeah. That's alright. I think. Just opened up so much rubbish, I don't even know if I can do what I want to do with it. It's just, oh, full of crap. Anyway, enough about the computer. I'm sort of spending too long in this room. I really ought to get out. Yeah. It's closing down all them windows so I can see what I'm doing, because... Yeah, that's where I need it. I need that, that's fine. That funny vroom 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 noise outside is something to do with somebody's putting a drive down, I think. And they've got some sort of engine going. I actually don't know what the deal is with it. I'm trying to get this thing to... No, it's not going to do it. Not going to do it. Anyway, as I was saying, we've got the TV, we've got the computer there. Now, just walking across onto a mat. And we have the fireplace, which has got a living flame gas fire. If I go like this. That hasn't worked. Oh, it has. There we go. There we go. That actually comes up with a nice whoosh. It goes. Like that. So you turn it on. And it does that. Turn it off. Okay, we've got the TV in the back corner. It's a 42 or 43 inch widescreen, no, not widescreen, projection television, which I bought because I was absolutely sick to death of not being able to see it. So I bought this TV that we have in here, along with the complete kit, video recorder, everything. So the back wall of the room, directly opposite the patio, consists of a window and a radiator, and down, just down the other side in the very back corner is a chair. So I'm going to come out of here now. And I'm going to put the floor, I've got this door weight thing, I'm going to put that back on the door.
There we go.
I'm now going to go back to the stairs. And I'm going to take a left, a few side steps left, and a straight forward. Now this is the back room. This is where my gran used to sleep. It was a bed sit living room, that kind of thing. And it's not a bad little room actually. Start the clock up. As you come in this room, I'm now back at the entrance. As you come in, you've got to the right, I have an oak, sort of a dressing table kind of thing. It's got a mirror, poles, here we go. That is my chime clock, which I acquired off my gran when she passed away in February. Back to this cupboard. It's a sort of an upright L-shaped thing. It has a back with a mirror, and the front of it has got drawers. There's several drawers, two across, and cupboards which I can't get to. I can open them a little bit, but not as much as I'd like. To the left and forward, well actually to the left of me, is another mirror. To the forward a bit is an assortment of things. Yeah. An assortment of things, all right. This has got, oh dear, we've got a piece of equipment here that's the batteries have leaked in it. It's a remote control for I don't know what.
Got the back off, no, I haven't.
Nope, it won't come off. There's stuff leaking out of that. I'm gonna have to bin that. Anyway, we've got that. We've got there's a calculator there as well. Does it work? Yes, it does. Anyway, enough about that. This is basically just a dressing, what they call a Welsh dresser. The room is quite square. It was a bed sitcom bedroom. It was my gran's room. On this dresser thing, there's an assortment of plates and various other things. Mostly my mum's. To the forward.
Is that a final?
No. Forward is a book. Forward and on the same side, on the left hand side of the room, is a bookcase. And we come to the area where the TV cabinet is, which houses a 25-inch TV, and the clock, and a lamp. The clock is interesting, it's really old. I mean, I don't know how old this thing is. It's probably 1920s, 1930s, I don't honestly know, but it's a basic chime clock. It's just got the one chime sound. You pop the front open and there's a key here which you put in the front holes. There's two holes. It won't wind up because I've already done it. This clock is famous on one of my other podcasts actually, when I had it in my bedroom for a while because I was trying to get it to go and it wouldn't go, and it was like, well. But anyway, that is this. The back corner of the room. Moving round and to the right, we have the window wall, which contains a radiator, which is a heat register or radiator, whatever you want to call it. Basically, it's just a metal sort of a metal tubular structure with sort of columns, if you like, and the water flows up and down the columns because it's heated by water. We then have just a wash basket hanging on the radiator and various other things off of that. In the back corner, it's just junk, sewing box. There's a couple of makeshift bookcases which are made out of what look like tables that are kind of stacked. Then we're on to the chair. Now I'm going to sit in this chair and describe where I'm facing. As I'm sat in this chair, I have in front of me a table, and on that table is a laptop, which is my mum's, and I've just turned it on. On that table, as I say, there's a laptop. It's got an external mouse and various bits. There's a few bits and pieces on the floor. There's an old inkjet printer down there. I don't even know if it works. I'm not even going to try. What I want to say now is what I was saying about my gran. It was my gran that I've got to thank for getting me into computers. She was instrumental in getting me to where I am today with the computing scene. I started off with an old computer. For us British guys that have heard of it, there's a guy called Sir Clive Sinclair who, his inventions normally flopped, and one of his inventions was a very cheap microcomputer known as the Sinclair Spectrum. He developed it over quite a long time. He developed the ZX80, followed by the ZX81, followed by the Spectrum 16, and then the 48, and then he brought out the 128, and then he sold his business to Amstrad, who developed the Spectrum Plus 2 and the Amstrad line of computers and various other things on that ilk. So he kind of really was successful, and that was the first machine I started with. I then got a Commodore 64. You guys in America will just remember these if you've heard of them. It's one of America's finest computers, I believe, is the Commodore 64. It really is. It was just, well, amazing, to say the least. It was a brilliant piece of equipment. And they were a good machine. I mean, I stuck with Commodore for quite a while after that. I got the Commodore Amiga, which was another one of their America's finest hours in terms of computing. The Amiga was unique. I won't go into any detail on it, but it was a unique piece of equipment. I then moved on to my first PC in 1994. It was a basic 486 kind of arrangement, and I've been with PCs ever since. I gradually learned how to repair them, how to build them, and my gran took up a laptop. When I was at Grimsby College in 1998, I was given a laptop, and when I'd finished using it, I introduced it to my gran. She loved it. She used to play games on it and things like that. She was really taken by it. And it died. The screen failed, and the processor fan died, and the machine was basically dying. So she bought herself a new machine, which is the one I'm sitting in front of here, which is a 2 GHz Celeron. This was a couple of years ago now, and she took that up. She took to that like a duck to water. She really just kind of really got used to playing games on this machine, and she loved it. It was her sort of pastime, either that or reading books. So that's where I am now. I'm just running this just to make sure it's okay, which it seems that it is. So just for a laugh, and I've actually had this set up for a long time on this machine to do this, I'm going to run the shutdown sequence on this, and you'll hear what it does when it shuts down. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, shut down. Let's let the machine catch up. That sizzling noise you can hear, that is the hard drive on this machine. It hasn't got much memory, so it's very, very slow. So I'm going to shut it down now, like that. Oh dear, the fan came on its slow setting. Just pardon me, we wait around a minute. So we've got quite a nice nice house, really. It's big, it's four bedrooms. I like it. No, actually it's five. If you count this room as a bedroom where I'm sitting now, we would actually count this as five, as opposed to four. So it's all right, actually. I do like it. So I'm going to move on to the next room in a moment. We're going to do a quick whistle stop tour of the kitchen, and then we're going to take you outside into the garage. Oh no. Oh dear. The battery's dying. Oh dear. Hold a minute. Wait a minute. Power. That's killed that. Stop that doing whatever it's doing. It was nearly going to die then. So, I'm just about done here, actually. I'm just running maintenance on here. I always try and do this whenever I can. Oh dear. It didn't do my startup sound. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. It may have just shut down because of the battery. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to take you out of this room. Just before I do the end of my podcast, I'll play you the musical treat, which is my funny little thing that I did with this computer. Yeah, it's coming back up, I think. Yeah, what's going on here? Oh, it is. It hibernated itself. Anyway, as I say, this room is kind of... kind of big. I don't know what that's for that's come up. What you do that, and you go like this. It's gonna go shut down now.
Bye bye, farewell, I leave it.
That's my mum's shutdown music. I took that from Patrick Perdue. It's a deck talk thing that Patrick Perdue did, and it's absolutely brilliant. I just kind of stripped that first part out of the file and just made it into an appropriate shutdown tune on my mum's laptop. She likes it, it's funny. So we're going to leave this room now, and we're moving onwards. We're going to go out of this door. There's actually two ways out of this room. I'm going to go back the original way. And back into the hall again. I'm just checking my battery status, which is good. And we're now in the kitchen. Now, in the kitchen, as you're coming through the door, to the right of me, there's a burglar alarm box, which I've just set. Turn it off again. There we go. There we are. That's now off. On the wall to the right of me, it's a kitchen unit, basically. And we follow it round to the sink. And there's a tap. And there's a kettle, which is a jug. And if I do this right, didn't work. Give it a bit longer. Wait a second. I like doing this. This is funny. It's supposed to be an electronic imitation of a whistling kettle. Okay, we're back here. Just had to pause the recording for a second. We've got the, as I say, we've got the kettle there that's an imitation whistling kettle. It's an electric kettle. I don't know if you guys in America have kettles like we have, but they're like basically just a small jug. Fill them up. You can get cups of tea for about four people out of that. Five if you push it. We then have the sink, as I've just mentioned. And we've got the dishwasher, which is kind of here. I don't know whether I'm going to do this or not, but let's see. Put that in there, give you an idea, and then shut the door.
We're now inside the dishwasher.
Just took the eye river out again. There we go. Just to show you that it's there. Moving further along on the same wall, we have a set of keys, but I'm going to concentrate on the dining room. I've just moved along. There's an opening. It's not an arch, it's just a square opening.
Doopity-doo, you've got mail. There we go.
Don't know what that is, just moved some mail. We have in the dining room area is a kitchen table, which is sort of a funny shaped thing. There's six chairs. The back corner of the room has a cabinet. There's like corner cabinets in each corner. There's a plate rack on the wall. There's a TV on this other corner. Hang on a minute.
Want to address the acne-strafed masses.
And then below that on the floor, there's an old paper shredder, which is kind of dying. And whoops, that's about it. There's a window with a plate which I nearly knocked off. Teacup type thing. We're now back on the main run. Straight in front of you as you're looking at the room from the sink, I'm now back at the sink. To the right of me and forward is the right hand side of the kitchen. It's got work surfaces, there's a cooker. There we go. There's an old fan assisted oven type thing. Hang on. What's that shut? Oh dear. Now turned on the cooling fan. Actually shut the oven down, but the cooling fan's come back on. Anyway, that's the oven and the cooker bit. There's a thing above the cooker for extracting air. And along on the same worktop, we have
open.
The microwave,
door closed.
Which is currently
cancel.
Hang on.
Stop.
I can't get the levels.
Incorrect. Key.
Yeah, there we go.
Cancel.
There we go. If I go.
Door open.
Door
closed. 1 minute. 1 minute. 10 seconds. 11 minute. 10 seconds. Cancel. Cancel.
There we go. That's the microwave I reviewed previously. On the wall above, on the back wall of the room, there's a door, and there's a above me here is a wall clock, which is basically a rectangular chunk of marble. With a quartz mechanism on it, which you can hear chunking away to itself. And then we come down, the kitchen's basically oblong with two rows of cupboards. The other side of the kitchen, straight opposite, is the fridge. The air river in the fridge, just to show you that. It's basically, our fridges are basically just a fridge. There's no freezer unit or anything like that on them. It's just a fridge. The We do have fridge freezers. We have actually got one in the other room. I'll talk about that in a minute. We have a toaster. Bread bin. Some fluorescent lights on the wall. Some wall-mounted lights, which we'll get to in a minute, which are here. And you turn them on and they go like that. Actually, I think the one on the other side, we've actually got them on both walls. Get the 50 hertz hum going. Oh, that was dark. Like, whoa. Yeah. They've got serious buzz factor. Anyway, that's those. That was, what else have we got? Oh, on this back wall where the toaster is and everything, there's a big, tall, louder cupboard, lots of things in it. And that's basically it for the kitchen. I'm gonna go through now into the back, into the utility room. And in here, we have a fridge freezer with a fridge at the top and the freezer at the bottom. It won't open. Yes, it will. That's to the left as you come in the door. To the right, there's a chain curtain. And in here, there's a vacuum cleaner and assorted coats and lots of mess. And there's in front of me and to the right, there's an opening, which takes us into the back utility room. There's a further utility room from the main one, which I'm now in. It's like a dressing room, really. There's a washing machine in here. And it's kind of weird because, hang on, yeah. It opens from the front and it goes. I think that's the right one. It is. That's that. So you can hear that going. I'm just showing it so you can hear it. It's our washing machines differ from American ones in that you load them from the front. You load the American ones from the top. Ours have a door on the front. I think your dryers do as well, but they're what we call auto washers. They're sort of weird. But that's the hot point one in the back. Oh, we've got a sink and a tap and two taps, as you guys call them, faucets. I'm not sure why, but yeah, I'll come out of there. Still leave that running. That's the back utility room. In front of me is, and to the right we have on the top, there's a George Foreman grill. The Lean Mean Grilling Machine. Knackered old tumble dryer. A deep fat fryer. Well, the tumble dryer's on the floor, but a couple of wash baskets. Oh, one of them's broken. Whoops. And another washing machine. This time a completely different make to the first. But it's a washing machine nonetheless. And it doesn't work. It seems to. There we go, I'm just playing with it. Anyway, I'm just going to shut this other door and I'm just going to describe the layout of this room. It's a long room, probably about If I said that it was kind of long, then I'd be right to assume that that is the case. It's amazing. I like this house. Along the left-hand side of the room is a chest freezer, another microwave, and a chest freezer. Then there's the back door, which I'll take you through in a minute. There's quite a few bits, just junk. Okay. Okay. I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to go upstairs now. Talk about the various rooms upstairs. Okay, before we do actually go upstairs to the rooms, I've just got to show you just how sort of a typical sound scene tour of the utility room in full use here. It's with two machines running here. That's the one in the back. And this is the one here, which is making all manner of strange noises. Not many people actually like that sound. It's kind of, there she goes, it's into spin. So you guys in America may be thinking, oh, strange washing machines. Well, they are in a way. I'm now gonna head upstairs and go and show you the upstairs now. And then we'll get our shoes on. And we'll head off outside. Just to basically show you what's out there. There's a shed in the garage, as I say. And a few other things. So I'm gonna do that now. Let's go upstairs. Okay. I'm halfway up the stairs now. I've stopped because there is a landing which you come up, and halfway up the landing there is a table, and I've got two little dogs here. I'll describe these two little guys to you now. They are Staffordshire Cross Collies. We have the big brown one here, he's sort of rather handsome, call him Toby. But the little guy, yeah. He's absolutely beautiful. And we have Poppy, who is somewhat smaller than Toby. She's the brother and sister. Although, to be honest, when you look at them, you wouldn't really tell. I'm now upstairs. I'll come up the other side. You sort of turn to the left and come up. There's two doors in front of me, one to the left. The one in front of me is my dad's room. Basically just a bedroom, not really much to talk about. The window, there's the bed in the middle, wardrobes, ceiling fan, nothing really much, it's just a bedroom. As I turn to a 90 degrees to the left, I'm in the bathroom. It's a big, fairly big bathroom actually. We've got, in front of me as I come in the door, there's the sink. It's built into what they call the vanity unit. On this vanity unit, there's lots of bottles and things. There's a big mirror. This is a big glass, sort of. A couple of taps on the sink. A toilet. The bath straight over from where I'm stood. It's up on a step, and the taps are to the end nearest the window. That's about it for the bathroom. The only thing is, as you're coming through the door to the left, there is a vanity unit, and on the vanity unit is a shaver socket. My shaver. Put that back up there. There's a picture, there's a wall light. It kind of doesn't work. It does work actually, I couldn't get it to work a minute ago. There's a picture above that, and that's basically the lot. I forgot to mention actually, downstairs, the utility room. I'll get back to that because I've got to go outside anyway, so I'll talk about the back part of the utility room. Coming out of the bathroom, we're walking straight across until you hit the wall. And there's a Toby sat in front of the wall. And then you turn left, is my room. The famous computer cum bedroom cum don't know whatever. This is the room where I spend a lot of my spare time. I have in front of me a very, very old bedside cabinet which my dad built when he was at school. We have a wardrobe to my right which has been fitted to the wall. Try and knock it over and obviously it won't go. It's fitted to the wall. So as you come in my room, you basically walk straight forward and you hit the old cabinet. Just to the right of that, if you walk forward, you have the bed. To get round my room, to get to the computer, you have to turn 90 degrees so you're facing towards the television. To the right, we have the TV over here, 32 inch or 36 inch, can't remember, but it's pretty big. I have my accordion box down there. That's just to the left of the television. And there's like a gangway which goes between the window, which I'm now standing in front of, which opens. And my end of my bed. On the floor here, I won't really talk about it. It's just junk, 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 and yet more junk. So, walking straight forward as you end at the end of my bed, between the gangway, there's a computer on the floor here, PC of some sort. Straight forward, we have a device which I'm sure everybody has fallen in love with. You have the famous Yamaha Tyros. No bass on it at the moment. To the left of that is my hi-fi, which is a five-piece stacker system. Between the hi-fi and the Tyros is my bass speaker for the Tyros, which has on top of it the SID station synthesizer. We then move along the room when you can get past all the junk, and you find my PC, which has a printer, a scanner. I just turned the printer on, incidentally. There's a scanner, a 19 inch CRT monitor, there's a big bass speaker on the floor. Loads of junk on the desk, including my rather nice foldaway Plantronics headset, which I love, incidentally. On the wall above me to the left is a cabinet. Well, like a, not a cabinet, what do they call them? It's a speaker stand which consists of a TV, TV stands with my hi-fi speakers mounted on them. The hi-fi I'm just standing in front of is Technics 5-piece hi-fi, CD deck, all sorts of things. Here we go, listen to this. Mike Oldfield's version of Wonderful Land. Put a bit of bass on that. Right, stop that there. Go back a bit, and we go. Get a bit more bass than that. Very loud as well. Whoops, I kind of did that too loud. Sorry. Okay, so that's my hi-fi. On the desk I've got, on the hi-fi top, there are a couple of cordless phones, which it won't stop. Thank you. There's the cordless phones up there, and we're going to come round to the other side of the thing. I've got my chair, a wall light, a switch for turning it on and off, and then the other side of the bed, the left hand side of the bed. So we're going to go back round to the right hand side now, back round the gangway to the right hand side, and we have the Sonos One XT digital radio sitting on my cabinet.
Is not set. Alarm 2 is not set. The time is 10:58 a.m.
So it's 10:58 a.m. I'm going to come out of my room now. Move along. There's not really many more rooms to talk about. Hello, puppies. I'm gonna get puppied in a minute. The middle room. Primarily a guest room, just a very small bedroom, with an old video magnifier which I'm playing with. You come in and there's a wardrobe to the left. There's an alcove further to the left. Well, further forward, and because as you come in, you go straight towards the window. It's just a square room, and that magnifier's full of dust. There's a clothes rail. God knows what that's doing there, but it is. And that's about it. There's a bed. A common run-of-the-mill bed, I think. Yep. And that's it. There's nothing in there much. Further down, at the very bottom end, there are three doors I can go into. Straightforward, we'll take you into the airing cupboard, which I'm now in. God knows why I'd want to be in here, but I am. It's just a junk cupboard, really. There's nothing much in it. There's a big mirror on the... Whoa, I'm not going to move that. There's a great big mirror there. A knackered old vacuum cleaner. A lot of clothes and towels and things on the airing cupboard shelves. A lot of crap. Turn the light off. If I turn to the right, 90 degrees, I get to the small room. My sister's room, pretty much the same as the other one. Same sort of size, but I have there's a reading machine in here, my Kurzweil Reading Edge, a load of assorted junk and things. Straightforward from there is my mum's room. Again, like the main rooms, the main house rooms, I didn't actually go in because there's not really much point in mentioning it much. It's about the size of my dad's room, which is a fair size, I would have thought. So, yeah, I'm just back in my room at the moment. I'm looking for my shoes because I'm going to take you on a tour of the outside. So that's going to be an interesting one. Okay, we're ready to go. Working downstairs, one last place to visit is heading out towards the back door. But before I do, I'm going to take a detour into the shower room. Just to mention that, because I forgot to mention it earlier on, because I'm stupid. There's the fridge making a noise. Very quiet, actually, for the fridge. Oh, the freezer's going now as well. Lovely.
Oh dear, I knocked that. I don't think I should have done.
That means that I've probably I did. I thought I had. I'll have to go through its cycle again. Never mind. I caught the switch on the washing machine. I just had to reset that. I'm going to go into the back. And we have, as I said, there's the other washing machine and the sink. And further back is, straight in front of you, is the shower room. A rather lovely sort of big shower area, which just completely wet me, and the toilet again. Just a small room, really. Now we're going to go outside, just to show you what's out there. There's not really a lot. We come out of here, and I need a key for the back door. So that's it, I've got a key for the back door, which incidentally has got the keys to my mum's car on it as well. So we're going to head out the back now. The back basically is just a long garden to the left and right. Give you an idea of what's out there. We'll head on out there now. Heading out to the garage, which is very nice and peaceful. What's that doing up? I better fix that. Oh dear, that's gone wrong. Wait a moment, I've got a problem. The back door's got them. I don't know why that did that, but it did. This is my mum's car. It's a Honda CRX Del Sol. I just want to check that it's locked, because it is. Wait a second. There we go, it's open now. It's a nice little car. It's a sporty kind of thing, the sort of car that most people would like. And it's got a nice sound. That just gives you an idea of what it sounds like. What else is there? That's just the boot lid. There we go. It has an electronic boot, it's a convertible, and it has an electronic boot lid, which when opened, I can find it. Yes, which when opened makes this weird noise. It lifts up vertical so that the, put it down. There we go. There's not much in here, it's just junk. It's just junk. There's a freezer and a big storage cabinet. And a few other bits and pieces. So I'm going to go over to my shed now, and I'll describe my shed. Don't know why the garage door did that. my shed. It's basically just a wooden shed with various bits of hardware. I've got, just at the moment, because we're thinking about moving house, we've got a lot of crap in here. Oh, there's a swivel chair with its bum facing upwards with the feet facing the top. There's a hi-fi in here that's not doing anything, a bunch of computer gear. Quite a lot of interesting gear, actually, for those people who are kind of into that sort of thing. Just a bunch of gear. It's just a long oblong cold wooden room. It's got a 4 inches thick door and various other things. I'm going to come out of here and lock it, and we're going to go back inside. That's all right, now he's down again. Just gonna go to the boiler house. This is where the heating system is kept. We have a boiler, which is a big metal affair with wooden blocks on it, actually. But there's not much in here, it's just a junk room again. It's just got a louver door as well. We also have a sunroom and various other things such as that, and it's okay. It's a good solid house. There's a lot of area in here, there's a lot of room in the house to move, a lot of places to explore. Put these car keys away. My mum's car is a Japanese import. It's a Honda CRX Del Sol. I guess Del Sol meaning with sun, in that you can take the roof off. It's an electronic roof. You press a button and the boot lid comes up, as you heard. The boot then jacks. The roof then lifts up a tiny bit. These two forks come out of the boot lid. They grab the boot, they grab the roof. For you guys in America, the boot is what you guys refer to as the trunk, and the bonnet is what you refer to as the hood, if I'm right in thinking. So there you go, just to clarify things. That's about it, really, for this tour of the house. I did omit to mention my dad's got a shed down the bottom end of the garden. As you come through, as I exit the house from the back, I turn 90 degrees left, and there is a shed at the bottom end, and there's a sun house. Although that's just full of rubbish, so I didn't mention that. At the other end, I'm sort of halfway along on a grass piece. So there's not really much to mention in there. That just about concludes it. The next thing I'm going to podcast is I'm going to go back upstairs, and I'm going to podcast. The next thing I'm going to talk about now is the Kurzweil Reading Edge. I feel that I could do a podcast on the Kurzweil Reading Edge. It's a versatile reading machine, very powerful for its day, especially. I mean, by today's standards, it's pretty sort of lame. But for its day, it was a good workhorse. And I liked it. I bought it second hand, and I think you guys will like it too. So that's basically the end of this podcast. This is Christian Waywell signing off. If you wish to contact me, you can use my email address. I've been having a few problems with email, but I'm on and off. But I've reinserted it, I've reinstated email, it's working again. So if you need to contact me, my email address is kwell, kwha, wewl, at kwell, kwhawell, plus plus.com. And that's me. If you want to ask me any questions, I may be appearing on the Flying Cool Tech mail list. So hopefully pretty soon I will be back, I will be on the mailing list and doing whatever needs doing, sort of answering questions, queries, teasers, posers, whatever you want to call them. I'm just in the back room now, again, just briefly. What basically happens is the British style washing machine has a start-up stop cycle. It's sort of, they start and stop. They go one way and then they turn back and go the other way. For you guys in America, I don't know how yours works, so I'm sort of explaining how ours work. They go like this, they go. It's going one way. Then it stops, and now it'll turn the other way. And it repeats that process until it's gone into a different mode. It'll go into spin, as you heard earlier on, or it'll go into a rinse cycle or whatever. But that's enough for that. I mean, that's just something I thought that was different and interesting that I'd share. So just a few bits that are different to us that you may not know about, or I don't know. I'm just so that's me done. I was just letting you hear the ambience of the kitchen when there's nothing going along, just to give you a fair idea of who's around and what's happening. And there's nobody in at the moment, so I've had my chance really to demonstrate where we live. A few of the bits of gear that we have that you guys in America may have that's different to ours, that kind of thing, just out of interest. So I'm going to call it a day now. And I will just hasten to add that just before I leave, that this house was built in probably the early 70s. It's not that old, really. It's probably 30 years old. Or something on that order. So it's not bad. It's not bad. I like it. I mean, we are actually thinking about moving to another house sometime. We've just got to get ours on the market, well, get ours sold, and then see what comes up. So this is Christian Waywell just saying goodbye, and I hope that you enjoyed listening, and thanks for taking the time. And I hope that some of this information I gave you isn't too boring, or some of the stuff that I did wasn't too stupid, or vice versa. I just wanted to just show you a bit of the house, and particularly just a few sounds here and there, like my mum's car, for example. I mean, that is just completely incredible. Anyway, I'm going to get this posted, and for anybody who wants to email me, please do. This is Christian Waywell signing out.